Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
That postie is good.
Yeah, he's great.
I actually had to look. I went, who is this? I love this song.
He fell off a stage and saved his drink the other day. Like, he really went to, he leaned off the stage to, like, tip his red cup at and click with somebody. And he just, and he tumbles right off. And he gets up and he starts just continuing to, now he's on the ground. And we're down. Oh,
oh
no.
Dear God.
Don't worry,
but he made
the drink.
Okay,
the drink happened.
There's a little clip on going around, as you know, those things do, and it's a guy at a baseball game, and he's holding a beer, and the ball comes winging at him.
Oh,
and he puts his hand up and catches it, and then and he's like, but he saves his beer, and he holds his beer up, and everyone goes crazy, and the clip says, maybe the most athletic thing humankind has ever seen.
Mm.
And the crowd went crazy.
Yeah.
He catches it.
Saves the drink.
Barehanded.
Yeah.
Barehanded and saves the drink.
And the drink is fine. Don't worry. A lot of people would drop the drink. You know? Sometimes that's your instinct.
Yeah, he did it. Great job.
This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roarin' Pour. It's an exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist, and it's happening on Friday night from 5 to 7. That'd be nice. Head over there, do the roar and pour, and then watch the sunset. Amazing. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. Just a couple. I grouped a few things together that I thought made sense. The whole reality TV show that, like, America's Got Talent is like a big, it's a big kind of summer event. I know a few people who are like, oh, I can't wait for summer, so America's Got Talent comes on.
Buddy's one of the musical directors for that show.
Is that so?
Has been for,
what do you mean the musical director?
So they work with he's a songwriter and, you know, and he works with them on the stuff they're going to do. So
That's part of this story. That's so funny.
Yeah, so he works with the talent, and then they mentor them backstage and everything like that.
Who's the guy?
His name's Scott Simon.
Scott Simon.
Yeah.
He's a friend of
and
yours.
He's from West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course he is.
Yeah, we went to WVU, and he had a band and everything called The Argument.
Well, you're going like this. Does he play keyboard?
He's a keyboard player. Yeah.
Multi-talented
guy. Yeah. And one of the cool things about Scott is Scott's also legally deaf. Like, he wears hearing aids, and he's still...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is an ongoing, like, I hear that about so many musicians. Was he always? He wasn't always.
I think it's been progressive over his life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But because of, I know a lot of musicians who've lost their hearing from playing music.
And volumes that are unacceptable.
It becomes a thing. Like, well, Huey Lewis is probably the most famous example, but Pete Townsend, it goes way back.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Lots of people lose their hearing.
Eesh.
Playing a loud band all the time, even if it's tinnitus, You know, that ringing in your ears.
If I put in those little earbuds, I can't wear those.
Is that so?
Yeah, I get that real bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we've been wearing headphones. I mean, in our jobs for our lives. So
I know.
And I keep mine cranked.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't crank mine. I try not to. I try to keep it at kind of like what the volume would be if we were just sitting in a room talking. Because it is true. Like, you have music pounding into your ears and voices pounding in your ears all day. Plus, Vinny's my partner. So, you know, he's loud.
I'm not as loud as you think.
Oh, okay.
I can show you a waveform over here, Vin, and I can show you right where you talk. Look, hold on.
This is you. See you right there?
Is that me in all the valleys?
Yes.
I thought it was louder than that. That's funny.
The waveform don't lie.
So anyway.
I was joking, by the way.
Of course. I was joking.
I'm not as loud as you think is a pretty dumb thing to say, actually. As it came out, I went, oh, that's funny. Makes no sense.
Things that don't make sense often are funny. Like, that's so funny. Funny you would say that.
I'm going to post that on Instagram today, a picture of the waveform.
Okay.
Guess where Vinny's talking.
There's our post for the day.
There you go. So America's Got Talent. I just have like a kind of a rules list. This is the 20th season of America's Got Talent. I remember when it first came out, I want to say like, wasn't Howard Stern?
Stern was a judge, yeah.
And Howie's been on it the whole time, correct?
I believe so, yeah. And I've gone to a couple tapings of it.
It's have you?
Super fun, yeah.
How long does it take?
They do it like...
Well, they do it live.
They do it live. Do it live.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. America's Got Talent contestants have to be okay with public ridicule. It's actually written into the rules. It's in its 20th season. And if you happen to get on the show, the rule, the contract states, and this is the one that you want to be on, you got to sign this contract. The stipulation is that their appearance, depiction, and portrayal may be disparaging, defamatory, embarrassing, or of an otherwise unfavorable nature, which, you know, it seems like a no-brainer. It's something most reality shows, I'm sure, include in their contracts, and it's probably why you don't see people who are made into villains. Although... the whole made into villains thing, I get it. There can be some creative editing. But I think a lot of times we see people's true colors on those shows. So anyway, they're saying, you know, not that many people sue reality show producers over their villainous portrayal because they did sign a contract saying you may be portrayed in a disparaging way.
The funny thing about what you just said is that, yeah, people can sign that. They are all lying. No one is okay with being disparaged once they get a look at how that feels publicly, especially nationally.
Right. Oh, my God. And with social media now, it's just 20 years ago, they were probably like, yeah, no problem. I'll sign that.
Well, no one's going to make fun of me. I'm a great singer and I'm going to do a great job and I'm going to go to superstardom and I'm going to make a ton of money and this is going to go great.
Yeah.
And then you're William Hung.
Mm. Well, William Hung did make some money out of it. Yeah.
Tom Sandoval's made a career out of being a villain and dumb.
Tom Sandoval is he from one of the Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
So which is like a spinoff of The Housewives? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Don't even look it up.
Right.
He's one of those dudes that you've seen him on a few different shows, and he was just on The Traitors.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought he didn't come off as bad as everyone was like, don't trust him. He's a bad dude.
He just came off dumb.
He did come off dumb. I was like, oh, he's a dum-dum.
Not real self-aware.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. He's, apparently, he was just on, I think he was just on America's Got Talent.
He was.
In, like, his crazy cover band. And he was wearing leather top to bottom, if I recall correctly.
I believe so.
So that had to be sweaty.
Well.
Mm. Anyway, so there's, you know, the contract that these people have to sign. And it is true. You don't think that you're going to be... Maybe embarrassed?
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. But. Some of the other rules that are in these. Singers aren't... This is where your guy comes in. Simon Sekulow?
Scott Simon.
Oh, no, he's not in leather. He's wearing like sort of like weird, loose, flowy pants. Oh, there's a guy playing guitar.
Yeah.
Remember that from the 80s where it's like a keyboard you sling around your neck? That's funny.
Anyway.
Tom Sandoval makes a surprising America's Got Talent He auditioned.
He did.
But aren't they just a cover band? Don't they need to have their own?
I don't know.
I did not realize that Sofia Vergara is one of the... Is that... Am I seeing this right? Is she one of the judges now?
I believe so.
God, I really thought it was Heidi Klum.
And, I love her.
Yeah. And I think that's Scary Spice, too. Okay, anyway. Singers not in charge of the songs that they perform. They work with producers to choose which song showcases their vocals, and they have to follow legal licensing rules. They can't get licensing for every song. And some songs are really expensive to license. Maybe they don't want them to be on reality shows. But I'm sure that's a huge chunk of a budget for a show where people are performing music, because that is, they need to be able, they can't all write their own songs. So is that what your friend does?
What? Yeah, helps them with all that. Yeah.
Showcasing their vocals. And
yeah, he works with them on vocals and, you know, just, you know, getting them prepared so that they're good. You know, that's his job, is for them to sound as good as he can help them be.
Is America's Got Talent like American Idol in that there's an audition period where you're seeing good acts and bad acts? Okay, so there's some stuff that isn't live, but then they get to the live show. Once people make it to the live show, you work with the wardrobe department and they help you put outfits together, which is great, because I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have 25 things I could wear on TV. Don't they all have to be different?
I would think so.
I don't even think I have one thing.
I honestly don't think I've ever watched that show.
Oh, really? Sometimes I get sucked into it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's just, you know.
I know Stern was on it. I'm not trying to, you know, but I remember that being a thing. Like, Howard Stern's on TV. But he's judging a talent thing. Yeah. But I never really watched it.
It's one of those shows, though, to me, because it's, I think it's just on regular broadcast TV. Like, I never see ads for it. I stream stuff, and or I've recorded the shows that I'm interested in watching.
In fact, wasn't Nick Cannon the host of that show?
That sounds right.
And then left it, right?
I don't know.
Which, America Got Talent?
Yeah, I think he was the host of the show. Like the first host.
I think that's right. I think he was, he was on one of those.
I know all
shows,
this stuff from the Fringes. I really haven't watched it, but I think he was the host originally.
Yeah, he was a host.
Huh. And then he did that. I think he did. I don't think it was the kids, but he did something on a podcast. And NBC. Is it NBC?
It is NBC.
I want to say I read a story where they went, we need to separate ourselves from this.
And then he was yelling that they were a bunch of racists. And there was.
That's why I know about him being the host. It went down badly.
It did. He seems to have emerged unscathed. Women still say yes to him about stuff.
And he also does The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
I know he does that. Yes, that's his thing now.
You watch that? I never watched that.
No. Yeah. No, I watch Is It Cake?
Oh, and that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
I like America's Got Talent because it's not just singing. You see all kinds of stuff. Mm. You see magicians, you see acrobats, you see
cheer teams.
Well,
remember that one dude who, was it a card trick or something that he did? And he like broke his back and
he got ruined.
Yeah, I can't remember what his stunt was, but yeah, there was a guy maybe two or three summers ago who just...
I think he was supposed to get out of the way of a car.
That sounds right. Like he had to escape from something and get out of the way of a car barreling at him.
That's very blurry, but I think that's what that was.
It was a stunt. Let's see here. He's attempting something where he freed himself from a straitjacket while suspended upside down between two cars.
That's right. And they were swinging at him. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They swung and they trapped him.
I do not know.
Well, some part of it was burned into your brain.
I guess. I never even saw
some
it.
Of this stuff, but.
So, okay.
Mm. Anyway, that's a little bit about America's Got Talent. Bachelor in Paradise, this year, I think it's the first time they're letting the Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelorette contestants go on there. And the host, Jesse Palmer, who was, I think he is also the host now for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But he was, I think, a contestant at one point. Anyway,
Jesse Palmer was also a pro football player.
Oh, that must be.
And is an announcer in sports as well.
Okay. So, and he's got, this is a pretty plum hosting gig, these things he does, because there's not a ton of work and there's a lot of travel.
Mm.
Maybe you don't like traveling. I don't know. Bachelor in Paradise is back on July 7th, guilty pleasure. And it includes golden contestants from the older contestants and their younger counterparts. And they say the Goldens are total horn dogs because they're not trying to become influencers. They're just there to party and have fun. The host, Jesse Palmer, says it's the Goldens who I think infuse the most energy in the show. They bring it every single day, like the parties at the pool at Paradise. It was all Goldens turning it up. They turned up every day, like makeout sessions in the pool, body shots. It was the Goldens. I'm telling you, just watch. It was unbelievable.
Well done.
And that's what he's saying. Like, they do not care what anybody thinks about them. They're not using this. They're not trying to be influencers after the show's over. Like, they've lived their lives. They've done their thing. And you know they're just trying to have fun. And they were super excited. It actually does sound kind of fun.
Way to go, boomers.
Yeah, boomers. Congratulations. And I'll leave you with this. It's just a quickie. Not that we do a bunch of sports or anything, but the Mets now have a pitcher named Dickie Lovelady, which is a great, it's a great name. Dickie Lovelady. That's his name.
That's his name. That's not his nickname.
Nope.
It's his
Dickie is.
Oh, so he's Richard Lovelady.
He's Richard Lovelady, but his name is Dickie Lovelady. They just pulled him up from minor league. He was a minor leaguer with the Twins, and the Mets just signed him. And of course, the Mets fans are like, well, we've got nothing else to.
I guess you put the EY or IE at the end to soften the blow of the whole name being read
Dickie
at once.
Dickie Lovelady. You know what? I feel like if that's your name, you embrace it.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. But I mean, the without the E, just the D Lovelady is very, it's jarring. It's really.
It is. Dickie does soften it quite a bit. You're right. I don't think it flies without that.
It really is harsh without the E there at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I'm hearing it in my head.
It's truer, but it's.
It does Lovelady. Yeah.
People are like, Dickie Lovelady, an Austin Powers character. Dickie Lovelady kicked Dick Butkus out of the top porn name in sports. Dickie. It's funny. Anyway, he's a Met. What do you got coming up, Ben?
People use email to avoid conflict and more after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. F-150s. Right now, the Bronco's the car.
Yeah.
The truck. Whatever you want to call a Bronco. They are so nice. Oh. My neighbor has one all blacked out.
Oh, you love it.
Oh, it's freaking sick. That really is. Oh, Broncos. You couldn't really be a guy that parks in a garage down here with a Bronco.
Yeah, it's a big car.
It's big, yeah. Mm. Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, and even the Mustang Mach-E, which is what I went with, and it's got enough room, but also allows me to park in the city.
Yeah. And all electric. Like, you're not spending money on gas anymore.
Nope. It is really nice. So check them out. Get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. That's frontierford.com. Thank you. All right. Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny today. Highs range from 64 here in San Francisco to 80 in San Jose.
It sounds perfect.
Overcast as we look out our window now, but
yeah.
Sun later. I just wanted to mention this because it came up yesterday, and I guess this is the big deal right now. The Karen Reed trial, which is a woman who was put on trial in Boston, I believe, for murdering her police boyfriend or husband. I don't know what he was, but
boyfriend.
This is part of the reason. So I went. It came up yesterday. I remember the story when it came through the news, but I guess in Boston, it took over.
Oh, God.
It was
People
huge.
Are obsessed.
Right. So I didn't know that, and I haven't followed it, but I put the trial on yesterday as I finished Taco Tuesday, and Nona went back to her place, and the kids went out to play in the street, and I was like, I am done.
Yeah.
And I'm going upstairs. I'm going to put on this Karen Reed trial, and 1 minute in, I went, this is too exciting. I have to turn it off.
Oh.
It was absolutely crazy.
Were you watching like a documentary on it? Or
it's a documentary on Max about the Karen Reed trial. And I didn't realize, like, she's semi-good looking. Yeah. I don't think she's a supermodel or anything, but she's good looking enough. And there are enough people who took interest in the case that there were people gathered outside the trial.
Oh, yeah.
And they were announcing as they're building up the doc, this is just the intro, they're saying, it's like she's walking down the red carpet to her murder trial because people are so into her. Mm. And I mean, she's like in the back of a limo taking a call and goes, they've asked me to be in Vanity Fair. Can I do that? And flips her hair and her person goes, yeah, you can say yes to that. I guess that quietly she's gigantic and I didn't know.
It really is a regional thing, though.
Okay.
I believe, like, I heard about it when we talked about it a couple years ago and when the whole thing went down, and I hear about it from my sister-in-law, Kathy, all the time. But out here, it went away. It was a story that was being handled across the country.
The craze about her innocence is surprising.
Mm.
Like, people have already decided she didn't do this.
Right.
So I'm going to watch it. I couldn't last night because I already felt my blood pressure going up. If something gets me excited,
I'll be interested to hear what your take on it is.
I won't sleep again the rest of the night. That's that.
I wonder if this, whoever made this documentary is like, she's innocent or she's guilty. Because if they are, I'm sure they'll skew it that way.
Well, based on the first, I swear it was like 5 minutes. Based on the first 5 minutes, they're showing that everyone thinks she's innocent, which is what she was found.
Yeah.
So not guilty.
Well, that was, so the documentary you're watching is one I've seen, and it's about the first trial. And we just had the second trial. There was two trials for her.
Oh, so they haven't done a documentary for the second trial?
No.
Okay. So
so this is the first, what happened in the first trial?
I believe it was a mistrial.
Oh.
And they decided to try her again.
And they tried her again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, I'll check it out. I'll get back to you, but when I put it on, I went, oh, this is,
exciting.
It's not the OJ trial because he was obviously, world famous, but it seemed to have had the same kind of buzz around it locally there that you just go, even if she's not a murderer, she's just some lady.
Right.
But
there
everyone,
were just a lot of questions about, because they had had a big fight apparently right before she, and it's her boyfriend.
They were drunk fighting. And, like, right, they're and that couple.
They are that, apparently they are that couple.
Got really drunk.
There was nothing new.
And he got dropped off at another cop's house, and then she never saw him again. So she's claiming that something happened to him when he went in the house, and that they to cover it up, they framed her. That's what her spin is.
As in, they took the beaten body and ran over it and put it on the road?
Put it out on the road, and like, because there were some searches for how long will a body be frozen.
They definitely are talking about it being a trial on the police,
yes,
as well as her. It was a whole thing. So
anyway, it's great.
I heard about it in the bathroom here. It's so I don't know if the controversy
it's big. I mean, it's been on. I mean, CNN covered it, the retrial
daily.
Every day.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay. I'll get back to you. People say that younger adults don't like using email at work and prefer quicker, less formal communication like the instant messaging of Slack, Teams, and other chat apps. But that's not always the case. They're saying here, young people use email to avoid awkward conversations and workplace anxiety.
Oh. I can get my thoughts down here, kind of long form. And
I don't think that's young people. And they also say it's even the number's even higher among women, young people. And I think that's everyone. Everyone, if they can use an email to formulate their, I think a lot of people find themselves, I talk for a living and I find myself going, I should have said.
Yes.
And so if you have a second and can look at making your case for anything.
Yep.
And put it all on paper.
Sometimes it clarifies it for you. And you can have ChatGPT take it down a notch, anger-wise.
I will often come into a news break here on this fine radio program with a plan. And then someone says something, and the whole news break goes a totally different direction than I saw going. And after, I'm like, I didn't even finish that story. But that's the way it goes when you're talking with someone, and that's why I'm saying if you can get your whole thought down, your whole argument or whatever it is down on an email, not paper.
Where they can't talk you out of it.
Or sidetrack you.
They read it.
Right. So I'm not, they're saying young people, I just don't. They say there are a few reasons for this. It can be easier to make a bigger case or argument in long form email, without being interrupted. There it is. Email also allows a degree of separation and helps set personal boundaries at work. Okay. I remember, first of all, I didn't believe computers were ever going to happen. I just thought,
I remember,
this is a joke. We're all going to be gathered around computers all day, every day, forevermore.
This thing's for email and that's it.
But I got a computer finally, and I believe it was 98. And I remember this feeling of getting back to my house after leaving work, and my program director at the time would already be in my email box with some BS about, can you please not do this anymore or that? And I just left your office, dude. I just left.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it to your face.
1 minute ago, I walked and I drove, like, you know, whatever that drive is just, you know, dead zone.
Yeah.
And then I get into my house and there he is. I just left there.
Non-confrontational.
So, yeah, well, that was it. He didn't want to say it to my face. And I just said, well, that's fine. Then I'm getting rid of this computer. I donated it to the children, everyone.
I'm unreachable once I leave this place. And that was the days before email on your phone. That was funny. You tortured that guy.
I didn't torture that guy. I just wanted
to torture that guy.
I didn't torture that guy. I liked him very much.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying you didn't like him. I'm just saying you were to remember
tactics
when
you had
camped out outside his office.
Did I get us an office?
You did.
Did we need an office?
Was it a torture for him, do you think?
Well, yeah, to step over the morning guy on his way out of his office, yes. But
and
some
then he'd email you about it later.
Peaceful protests, everyone. They work.
It was a sit-in, a hallway sit-in.
Well, we needed space.
Yes, we did.
He didn't understand that right away, so I needed to help him.
Well, there was also no place for us. They had to clean out a closet in the hallway. It was, would you say that thing was 5 feet by 8 feet?
I think it was longer than 8 feet, but I do think it was very thin. Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't have back-to-back
no
desks or anything.
No.
You had to scooch around whoever was sitting at one of the desks.
And then once we got the office, I was like, all right, well, my work here is done. I
and
didn't
never
really need
in
an office. Yeah. I They did. Use that did. Yeah, she did stuff in there. So, bye, guys.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Anyway, people say here they do like to use Slack or WhatsApp or other ways of communicating. But in general, especially if it's a confrontation of any kind, they prefer to use email. I say that's normal.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I but it's look at us, even though it's normal and it's not that's not like a big breaking news story. Like it was a good jump off point for the conversation that maybe we should have emailed each other about.
A study found letting us keep our online returns is a win-win. Apparently, and I haven't experienced this yet, but Walmart, Target, and a lot of other companies and Amazon itself is often saying it's just keep the thing you want to return.
We'll give you the money back. Huh.
They say there's a reason they're now doing this. By letting you keep it, it makes you buy more stuff from them.
Mm.
The warm, joyful feeling you have about keeping the thing that right puts you in a place where you'll buy more.
Mm.
Researchers at the University of Notre Dame found that when we get to keep stuff, it makes us see the brand as friendlier, more generous, and more trustworthy.
I've had that happen one time a few years ago. This lamp I bought had a broken piece on it. Just like a small chip, but it was noticeable. And they were like, yeah, don't even bother sending it back to us. And they gave me the refund. And then I looked at it. I went, well, if I turn it this way. It's...
Boom.
So I got a free lamp out of it. Which I've felt bad about it all this time. But I've used that. But I have bought more stuff from that company.
It's a technique. They say the industry insiders call that brand warmth.
Mm.
It makes us more likely to shop with a brand in the future. So that $5 pair of socks you didn't really want could possibly make you a customer for life.
Do you think that it's more expensive for them to get the thing back and process a return and repackage it or even just toss it when it gets there? Like they're just like, just keep it.
That's it. Someone did the math and said,
it's not worth it.
We're way better off getting that brand warmth.
Mm.
By giving them the $5 socks than we are with the whole return and the printed and the and the drive and the
right. I wonder if people will abuse this though. If they find, you know, they find out that this is happening regularly, they're like, well, I'm just going to buy a bunch of stuff and see if they let me keep any of it.
Well, I hope not. You know, that's unfortunate. That is always the way though. As soon as someone sees the angle where they can turn that into their new business, then it'll ruin it all for everyone else. So I didn't think of that, but good job, Sarah.
Thanks.
DoorDash does
it. I make it not fun.
You just made it not fun.
DoorDash will...
Yeah, so if I find anything wrong with my food, I automatically are like, nope, this wasn't right, and they refund you the whole meal. I mean, I don't do it on the reg, but if I get something and I'm not happy with it.
I wonder if they stop delivering to you if you do that enough.
No, I think if you're, you know, if you use DoorDash a lot, that's why they give you the automatic refund. Because again, I have a good feeling about them, and I feel like, yeah. So when I have a choice between them and a Uber Eats, I'm like, I'll get DoorDash because I know if it's not good, I'll get my money back.
Huh. And still eat it.
One of my neighbors, it's been a while since the divorce, but she gets DoorDash, and I it's funny. I'll be walking to the mail or walking, you know, out front for whatever reason. And I see the car pull up, and the person walks to the door and hands in dinner, you know, the bag of dinner.
Yeah.
And it's just a world I don't live in at all.
Well, it's
but you get that a lot. What do you do that?
I mean, like for Friday night, and you know, and sometimes on Saturday, that's what I treat myself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself to
a round of sausage.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's
you do that?
I don't.
Your boys do, but
my boys do.
But regularly.
But John and I don't. We're really serious about, like, we try to eat at home and not go to restaurants. I mean, not never. Well, occasionally, because that is a nice treat.
But I'll order something where I know I'm going to get a lot, so I'll get a couple meals out of it.
Oh.
So, like, a couple things from
like, Chinese. What kind of restaurant are you ordering DoorDash?
Chinese restaurant.
Like a random mom and pop?
Yeah, one that's close to me.
Okay.
Know? So it comes nice and hot and fresh, and I've got it, and they make a lot of it, so I've got a couple meals out of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes I get a burger, but the fries are always a little cold, so it's not.
Where do you get a burger DoorDash from?
Habit.
Habit does it.
Habit does it. Yeah. In-N-Out does not, though. You have to go to In-N-Out.
Is that... I thought the DoorDash people just went and picked up your order.
They have to be affiliated with the restaurant.
In-N-Out would be a problem because the lines are ridiculous.
Yeah, no DoorDash guy wants to wait.
There's a restaurant right around the corner from my house, and they have actually, especially during the pandemic, they had this whole setup for each of the different, like, Caviar and Uber Eats and DoorDash, like all these different delivery services. They would have people's orders sort of piled there, and you'd go through and find the thing that was yours, I guess, these people. And they were, so it was all contactless.
Our text number is 800-400-3697-707 says, I know someone who was banned from DoorDash for making too many claims of the food being bad or not delivered.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd have to see that, you know, the pattern and just go.
Yeah, we're not going to.
This person's just eating for free daily.
Mm.
Chewy is a dog place, a dog.com. Chewy requests that customers donate the items instead of returning them and then give a full refund.
Oh.
They have even sent a bag of new dog food for free when the vet made a change to their diet.
Oh.
Wow.
I do chew. Good to know.
Oh. Keep your returns. Fundelivered.com could be in trouble.
That's true.
You know, that was fun once or twice, but you can't, like, there's not enough good stuff in the box to keep doing that.
Yeah. There's always one good thing. We've had pretty good luck with it.
Are we doing it for my birthday?
Would you like to?
I mean,
sure. I have a box at the house. We'll do it on. Right. We'll do it on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right. You won't be here.
925 says, Vinny, the Karen Reed case is so wild. You just don't know what to believe. Alicia, El Dorado Hills, the app.
I'm sure there's a podcast about it if you want to listen.
I'm going to watch that thing. It was so absolutely on 10 that I had to turn it off last night, but I will get through that. I'm interested. And I like trial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love cop books.
Law
I love
Order.
Come on. That's one of the best shows on TV. No, Karen Reed is big out here too. Wait till you hear the retrial. Oh God. It's a lot of people are into that. Anyway. Oh, and then some people really like your celebrity from the sports world.
Dickie Lady. What is her name?
Love Lady.
Love Lady. Dickie Love Lady.
Dickie Love Lady.
Lay.
That's good stuff. Sophia's been a judge for 5 years on America's Got Talent.
That has escaped me. That's how much I watch that show.
And Mel B took Heidi's place this season.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was Heidi Klum the whole time. But I don't know.
And 707 says, yeah, Nick Cannon was fired from America's Got Talent. Yeah, I seem to remember he did a podcast about...
bunch of racists that work at NBC, I think is what he said.
Yeah, there was something that was pretty gnarly that he...
weren't psyched about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're done here.
So
and he was all, dude, I got 12 kids to feed.
What I don't know. That guy seems to just land on his feet, though.
And yes, yeah,
just
he does.
A brand new TV show.
Yep.
Good morning from Oklahoma.
Hey.
Says 408. Bay Area native visiting family, and we're going to have a cool of 90 today.
Oh, boy.
Grateful to be able to listen to you while here. And yes, the bugs are fantastic here.
Oh. I don't know what Oklahoma's like. I always think of it as being just sort of a dusty desert place. But it's probably nice.
Well, isn't that where Tornado Alley is?
I don't know. Yeah,
where's Tornado Alley?
Right. It's there.
There, Kansas, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to live anywhere near, you know, now all of a sudden with the fires, people are like, oh, you want to comment about Tornado Alley?
Mm.
Well, I can't move just because some stuff caught fire one time. 20 well, I, times later.
Right, I know. I can't move because tornadoes keep taking my house down.
Yikes. I'm with Maddie. As a single guy with not a lot of time, it's cheaper to order DoorDash or Uber Eats and make several meals out of it.
Oh. Well, there you go. Your fridge is stocked for the weekend.
Single guys united.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Maroon 5 tickets and the Kardashians' feelings.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.